Israel threatened to take military action, but President Obama pursued a diplomatic path to constrain the Iranian program. Those efforts bore fruit in 2015 in the form of a deal to curb Iran's nuclear activities in return for sanctions relief. Khamenei backed the deal, which alleviated some of Iran's economic distress. But in 2018, President Donald Trump withdrew from the agreement and imposed a maximum pressure campaign of economic sanctions. Iran did not bow to Trump, ratcheting up its nuclear program. At the same time, the Iranian economy collapsed and there was an explosion of domestic unrest after a girl was killed by security forces in 2022. Iran backed Hamas during Israelis' assault on Gaza that started the following year. But Hezbollah, Tehran's ally, was weakened by an Israeli offensive in 2024. And Iran's longtime partner, the Assad regime in Syria, fell from power, delivering another blow to Tehran's regional position. Trump took office for the second time in 2025, seeking a new deal with Tehran. But talks ended abruptly after Israel attacked Iran in June.
Certainly, the armed forces of the Islamic Republic will inflict heavy blows on this weak enemy. The nation stands with us, stands behind the armed forces and the Islamic Republic, and God willing, will overcome this Zionist regime. The dear people should know this, be assured, and rest easy that there will be no leniency in this regard.
His life marked by resistance to the West and dedication to the ideals of the revolution he helped lead. But that same attitude left his country isolated, unstable, and impoverished.